Hi, my name's Peter, and it's great to be meeting with you tonight. We're going to read from God's Word now. Our reading tonight is from Psalm 62, and that's found on page 572 in the Pew Bibles. Psalm 62. For the director of music, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence. Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done.
Well, g'day everyone. It's nice to be here tonight. Good to be at church with you. Exciting to hear all those things from Kick as well. I'm sure it was a fabulous weekend. Before we get into this, let me pray to start. Our gracious God, we thank you that your word, the Bible, speaks into so many situations of life. And we pray where we need comfort, please give us comfort. Where we need a challenge, please challenge us. And in all things, help us to trust in the Lord Jesus more and more. Amen. Okay, I've got a picture for you. I want you to imagine this to start tonight. Imagine you're in a storm, right? And this is a proper storm. I don't mean just a drizzle. I mean rain, wind, lightning, if you wish. But you're in the storm. I want you to imagine from your bed. You are tucked up. You're warm. You are cozy. You can hear the rain. You can hear the wind. It's just out there. But you just pull up your doona. You snuggle in. And you doze back off to sleep. Maybe you might like to imagine this from a tent. I'm a camper. I don't know if you are, but it's the same experience, just ramped up, right? Because you're there in the tent, and the storm is just there. You can almost touch it. It's all around you, but you're safe and you're warm. And look, worth saying, I've had my fair share of tent collapses, but this is not that situation. Imagine it's pegged down tightly, ropes tight. You are safe, you're dry, and you can rest. Tonight we're focusing on Psalm 62. And if you're not familiar with the Psalms, these are songs or poems in the Bible. I particularly like that verses 2 and verse 6 actually rhyme in English, but they would have been songs. And this particular song is about an experience something like this. This is why the Psalm starts with the line, "Truly my soul finds rest in God." It's a prayer of confidence. And confidence not in a tent or a house, but rather in God. And the kind of confidence that brings rest. So let's get into it. Let's open this psalm tonight. And really the first thing that we find out is that this rest from God comes because God is a refuge. The psalm starts, "Truly my soul finds rest in God because he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." The song describes God almost like a castle or somewhere you might run to or hide for safety. And the rest comes because God is this great refuge. But this is an unusual confidence because it's not like everything's going well. Look down at verse 3. King David, who wrote the psalm, he's getting attacked. How long will you assault me? It says. But this isn't a cry of desperation. No, he's just said, what can shake him? It's almost like a taunt. Why do you keep attacking me? Don't you realize it's futile? You might appear exposed like a leaning wall or a tottering fence, but actually he's secure. It's almost like a rock or a boulder that's perched on, you know, you find it, one of these things perched on a high place like a cliff. And I'm hoping I'm not the only one that's done this, but you see it and you go, this thing is ready to go. If I just go up and give it a push, it's going to come tumbling down. And so you push it, but it doesn't budge. You give it an even bigger shove, but it doesn't move. And while it looks unstable, the base of this rock, it is embedded deep into the stone of the cliff, and there is nothing that is going to move it. Well, these people, they're coming at him and they're pushing him. And he says, no, God is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And I want to maybe stop for a moment because perhaps his situation is not that bad. Maybe it's actually better than what he's saying. But, I mean, there are a couple of things you could point out here. First one is that, well, these attacks, they're not once off. They're persistent. That's why he says, how long? As in, how long will this go on for? But these attacks, they're not only persistent, they're coming from people that at least appear to be friendly with him. You see, they're lying. They bless with their mouths, but actually they're malicious in heart. They want to cause him harm. Can you imagine how anxiety-provoking this would be to have these persistent kind of attacks, but also to not know quite who they were coming from? And you know what? Life can be like this. Life can suck. And I was having a conversation with someone the other day. At work, they were assigned a project with another colleague. They were working on it with this guy, trying to be friendly with him, didn't know him all that well. And when it came time to hand in their work, this guy just threw him under the bus, embarrassed him in front of their boss, took the credit for what he'd done. And this is what the world is like. So what do you do when that happens? What do you do? Well, my soul, find rest in God. Verse 5. Notice how this is a repeat of verses 1 and 2. Not quite exactly, but this time it's not declaring a position of strength or confidence. It's a reassurance. The song is singing to the singer. And you can kind of imagine someone saying this to themselves, right? Something bad has happened and they go, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. He is my rock and my salvation. It's worth pointing out here as well, this isn't a physical rest. We're not talking about sleep. It might help you get to sleep, but this is a deep assurance of the soul that comes from knowing that you are safe. And this is, I guess this is really important because we look for rest in all sorts of different things. Material rest, relational rest, emotional rest. Do you only feel at ease when you have enough money in your bank account not to worry about it? What about having that perfect relationship to just make you feel better about yourself, or a good friendship group to help prop you up? Maybe it's freedom or comfort. All these things, well, they provide a refuge of sorts, but they don't stand up to God. This is my next point. You see, these things, they are an unstable refuge that won't provide proper rest. Look again at the psalm, down at verse 9. We see both people of low standing and people of high standing amount to nothing. You see, it's not just the people that are opposing you, but it's also the people that you might trust in, including yourself. You can't be opposed by anyone, neither can you make yourself anything or trust in anyone that would even come close to comparing to the refuge of God. Who else is there to turn to? Note, you can't prop yourself up with money either. Verse 10, extortion, stolen goods. The implication here is that when we don't trust in God, our desire for rest might even lead us to forsake God's desire for justice and for compassion. That is to say, a misplaced trust might influence us to sin. And then there's the kicker line in verse 10 as well. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. This means that we're to trust God in good times as well. Don't trust in your good circumstances like the accumulation of wealth. You see, bad circumstances, they can serve to remind us about God's refuge. But if things are going well, we can develop this false security. And this is a great challenge for us in a culture where our motto is comfort through wealth and we accumulate things around us. But here we're told, don't be fooled. Don't trust in it, because it's not going to bring you rest. I think for myself, how this speaks into my life, you know the times where I find it hardest to pray? I mean, look, praying isn't the only way that we trust in God, but it's certainly one of them. I find it hardest to pray on the weekend. When I'm rich in leisure time, there's nothing else to do. I'm no care in the world. You see, for me, it's much easier to pray when I'm stressed, you know, it's hit the fan, that kind of thing. But when things are going well, it can be incredibly difficult to trust God. And this is why the song says, trust God at all times in verse 8. All times means good and bad, prosperity and poverty, calm and calamity. And if you want convincing about why God is worth trusting, look down at verse 11 and 12. You see, men don't have power, but power belongs to God. People extort and mistreat others, but with God, there is unfailing love. And when we resort to unjust gain, you see, God is just and repays everyone according to what they've done. God is worth running to for refuge. Rest in God. Trust in God at all times, the psalm says. Family of ours, live in Vanuatu. And they say that most people on the island, at least the island that they were living on, lived in houses made of wood, a bit of corrugated iron, maybe some thatch. And a few years ago, a Category 5 cyclone went through Vanuatu, Cyclone Pam. It tore right through the country and almost every single building on their island was flattened. But completely unprecedented for cyclones, the death toll was only 24 people. You see, because the people on that island, they didn't cling to their flimsy houses. They ran to caves and rocks and secure shelters. This is to say, what kind of refuge are you clinging to? And please note here, I'm not saying trust in God and, you know what, somehow the storms of life won't be that bad. No, we rest in God not instead of troubles, but despite troubles. See, kind of get what I'm saying there? It's despite troubles, not instead of troubles. So this rest won't necessarily stop whatever bad thing is going on. And so you might still feel restless, whether it's because of material things or social situations or emotional state. But we can still find this deep soul rest, even if that physical restlessness doesn't go away. And look, I know that that can be hard news to swallow. When the storms of life pick up, often the only thing we want is for them to go away. And so I've got two more reflections here, and I really do hope that these are a comfort to you. Firstly, this is a song that Jesus himself could have sung. We're leading up to Easter. Today is actually Palm Sunday, if you didn't know. And Palm Sunday is the celebration of when Jesus got to Jerusalem. And he was heralded as a king. But at least when he got to Jerusalem, that was the beginning of the worst week of Jesus' life. He was sold out by one of his friends. He was arrested. He was falsely charged, assaulted both physically and verbally, and died. When trouble came Jesus' way, he trusted God. He rested in God. Because you see, he didn't fight back or defend himself. He knew that God was in control. 1 Peter 2, 23-25 says, "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." And you know, the night where Jesus most rested in God, he got absolutely no sleep at all. So entrust yourself to Jesus, who knows what it's like to go through these things. Secondly, like we saw, God is a trustworthy refuge because he commands both power and unfailing love. What greater love is there than Jesus laying down everything and dying for us? And what greater power is there than after Jesus died, he came back beating death? And not just that one time, but for anyone and for everyone who trusts in him. This is the spiritual rest that God offers. Romans 8 says it like this. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus our Lord. Friends, this is the refuge in the storm. This is the shelter that gives us rest despite whatever happens in life. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you keep us, that we are safe in your arms, that you provide this secure refuge that we can run to in times of trouble and that we rely on even when times are going well. Please help us to trust the Lord Jesus and cling to him no matter what happens. Amen.